Today's conversation surrounds the United Methodist Church, a response from an insider to the conflict. Last week, we published and put out on YouTube, Facebook, and podcast a conversation that used the defection of congregations from the United Methodist Church, their denomination over the last few years, as an example, cautioning all church staff regarding the cost of acquiescing to a woke culture versus holding firmly to their traditional biblical Christian roots. The result resulted in some controversial responses, and sadly, an unusual but minor drop in our subscriptions to at least two of our publications. This short piece may sound like a doubling down on the subject. However, it would not have been written and spoken had we not received the following comment from a reader who is not a Methodist, who has intimate knowledge of the firestorm within the UMC, United Methodist Church denomination, over the loss of real property, financial support, as well as churches and congregants in general. So I'm going to read to you his unedited comments with his approval to do so. So here it is. As a California lawyer, I represented dissenting UMC churches who looked to leave the Methodist denomination back in the 90s through the 2000s, along with other churches from other mainstream denominations. These churches were leaving their denominations because the denominations had become unmoored from what they considered biblical traditions. I'm not a Protestant. What I discovered surprised me. What I learned was that at the same time, all mainstream Protestant denominations had lost upwards of 50% of their members since the 1970s. When corrected for population growth, this was something like 80%. This was at a time when these denominations were pursuing inclusion. The UMC slogan was, quote, open hearts, open minds, open doors. Of course, what the UMC and other such denominations were doing was chasing off the 99% of the population that had children in order to bring in the 1% who would never have children. Quite frankly, the 1% were not much interested in rules associated with being Christians or belonging to any religion that had any rules. The collapse of mainstream Protestantism is the greatest unknown story of American history. Given the importance of mainstream Protestantism to the formation of America's pluralistic ethos, it is a frightening and significant development, unquote. So one could write a book, much less have a conversation as brief as this is, on what the attorney has brought out in his short comments. He has a right to his opinion, just as we all do. However, again, he possesses unique and credible insights into the tension within the UMC, given his exposure to several churches as they disconnected from their denomination, often complicated by centrally owned physical property and housing disenfranchised congregants. Further, he generalized his experience to a broader statement on the broader group of mainline Protestant churches traveling the same road of theological liberalism. Referencing his comments on a 50% membership loss, we can all find different statistics on these trends, but the fact remains that mainline Protestant churches are seeing a continuing decline in church attendance at a much faster pace than evangelical and independent Christian churches are. So quoting from a Christianity Today article, which was entitled "Mainline Protestants Are Still Declining, But That's Not Good News for Evangelicals," here's the quote. If there's one overarching conclusion that comes from studying survey data of American religion over the last several decades, it is that fewer people identify with an established religious tradition every year. The ranks of the religiously unaffiliated, also called the nuns, have grown from just about 5% in the early 70s to at least 30% in 2020. as a corollary, unquote. As a corollary to declining attendance, these mainline Protestant churches are experiencing the dismantling of traditional theology in an attempt to broaden their attraction to an increasingly elusive tithing member. In an article from Religious News titled "Mainline Protestants, Though Divided Politically, Make Room for Clergy's Views," unquote, that article tends to strengthen this view. This late 2023 article summarized 3,066 lead pastors from a poll conducted by PRRI with the following key points. Further details from the same poll can be found through our website that suggests members do not hold the same degree of progressive viewpoints as their church leaders and denominational ruling bodies. So here are the general results. Mainline Protestant pastors and their policy-setting superiors responded to the poll with the following results. 49% Democrats, 28% Independents, and only 14% Republicans of these mainline pastors. 55% identified as themselves as politically liberal. 69% opposed allowing small business owners to refuse to serve LGBTQ patrons if it violated their religious beliefs. 73% opposed the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe versus Wade. 79% agree that their congregations should get involved in social issues. 55% identified as liberal, 22% as moderate, and also 22% as conservative. Only 12% of these senior pastors and their administrative leaders in these mainline denominations agreed with the following statement, 12%, quote, "God intended America to be a new promised land where European Christians could create a society that could be an example for the rest of the world," unquote. American church attendance is and has been for some time in decline. However, mainline churches like the United Methodist denomination have become splintered by the increasingly liberal stance of lead pastors and their policy-setting administration regarding social issues. We all will answer to the Lord for our actions. Fortunately, Christ paid the price for those who accept Him. However, teachers of God's truth have a higher standard. Titus 2, 7 and 8, "Show yourselves in all respects to be a model of good works, and in your teaching showing integrity, dignity, and sound speech that cannot be condemned, so that an opponent may be put to shame, having nothing evil to say about us." And finally, James 3, 1 and 2, "Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For we all stumble in many ways, and if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body." God bless you as you serve Him today.